steel.
That's a piece of railroad steel making. Boy, he'll make some. You can't burn them out.
They do the job, don't they?
They do the job. Them others was always, whenever you'd get them real hot, they would break in two, and then you'd set a brick under the back end of it for that. And them big logs was hard on them too, you know.
Did you have any kind of open place in front of the fireplace? Maybe bricked over or something like that?
No, I just had a hearth. It wasn't built like that. It was built flat down even with the floor. That's the late way of building now, up that high. The churn used to sit on the edge of the hearth there in the wintertime for the milk to turn into churning. Some folks cooked on the fireplace. This old nigger right out here, he raised, I knew him after he was an old bachelor. I mean, he was an old widower, and he had a son that he lived with. He raised 7 children and a bachelor son in them 2 rooms with that stacked chimney. I mean, them old dirt chimneys each end. And they couldn't eat in one room and slept in the other, and that whole bunch. They just had an old hall through that 2x20-foot square room there. And they cooked on that sticking dirt chimney.
Did your family ever cook inside a fireplace?
Yes, sir.
What would you cook?
Called biscuit. Called skillet. Spider skillet had 3 legs on it and a top made out of heavy cast, and you dip up them coals and put on top to make them bake, you know. Bake the top. Keep them coals, that top loaded up there. I've eaten some come out of it.
How long ago was that? That you did cook that way?
65 and 70 years ago.
I've heard people talk about those spiders. I don't think I've ever seen one.
No. He'd had a little old handle on the lid right in the middle that you'd stick your fire stick in, lift it off. Sometimes you'd have to blow the ashes off of them while you drop them on there.
You ever heard of people making anything called ash cake in the fireplace?
I don't believe I ever tried it. Now they cook a hoe cake. I've seen them cook hoe cakes of bread on there.
What is a hoe cake?
That's a flat piece of bread. Instead of it rising up like a muffin or something like that, it's just a thin solid piece called a hoe cake that they cook on top of the stove most.
About how big is it?
Would it be 10 inches in diameter? 8?
Something like that.
Round.
Now that was a
hoe
cake, now
a pone. Now then they had another kind of bread they called a pone bread that they had a little flat baker on, and they'd make it up and it'd be in just about that shape. 3 pones on there. Called pone bread.
I'm just thinking I'm a piece of
that. Wasn't nothing in there but water and a little salt and...
Hot water.
What else would you put in there?
Just a little salt. Very little bit of that.
But it's made out of cornmeal?
Yeah.
That's it. When somebody mentions cornbread, what do you think of? What is it? What is cornbread like to you? Was that made in a skillet or how, usually?
You make it several different ways. You can make it, they have what they call these little old bakers that has, look like a corn stick, they call it. Put in there, and then they got one now that got it in a V-shape, look like a pie cut, put in there. And it's meal made with